Well, it looks like the new TV season started in the US.
Yep.
And there are a couple of new shows that are probably worth mentioning, one of which seems to take its inspiration from a fairly well-known legend, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Wish there was a Johnny Depp movie some years back.
There was.
It is one of those interesting new ones where they're rushing it to the Australian screens within hours of it playing in the US to prevent people from downloading
this
in
is true.
To give you no cause to download in the meantime.
Yes, which means we
or before you can hear how bad it is.
Yeah, and we don't know whether it's completely crap because generally the if they give us some lead wait time, we discover
now,
crap.
To be fair, the first episode wasn't bad. It was vaguely interesting. Basic idea is that this soldier from the Revolutionary War beheads this horseman who then turns up in the modern day, and the soldier wakes up from his grave to tackle this headless horseman who is apparently the personification of death.
Yes, yes. He's
one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Which I thought was a bit of a stretch, personally.
Let us say our poor Ichabod Crane, for it is none other than he, of course, is almost committed to a mental asylum because he's several hundred years old. And as you might expect, when he wakes up first from his grave, he nearly gets run down by a car in a truck.
Yep.
And there's some nice little items there. In the second episode, he sort of discovers the shower, magic hot water coming out of the tap, and a few other things. So they're obviously playing that. But what makes the first episode interesting is the interaction between him and Lieutenant Abby Mills, the one of the local police sheriffs,
who was about to run away to join the FBI. But
yes.
Oh well.
And there's a nice interaction between the two of them. Mm.
I actually think it was the Kurgan that made it really interesting.
He was great with the Kurgan. There can only be one. And he goes head chopped off, and we just loved that moment, and we thought it was great. And I can't find anyone else online who's as excited about it as
Adam and I are the only ones who recognise this.
Well, recognise the sheer joy of having the Kurgan have his head chopped off.
You're wondering, the local sheriff is played by Clancy Brown, who was the Kurgan in the first Highlander movie, and he does get decapitated very early on in the episode.
So it's not really giving anything away.
Because
it's really early, and it is good.
And we both recognised that he was the Kurgan, and he was going to be decapitated, and we found this very entertaining.
Hmm.
Yep.
He does actually...
Best part of the whole series.
Absolutely.
He does actually reappear in the second episode.
Oh, okay.
But it is quite scary in places. There's a section where this ram-like creature sort of comes out of a mirror.
The demon.
Oh, that was sort of well done.
Personally, I don't know whether it's supposed to be the devil, but a demon, yes.
Yes.
That was icky, I agree. That was,
So
it was a bit creepy.
It was enjoyable.
It's got some humour, it's got some creepy bits, it's got some nice special effects.
It's beautifully made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see how it develops, and I don't know if they can maintain it.
No really big well-known actors in it, which is probably a good thing.
For Kurgan,
except for Kurgan, yes. So we'll see how they go. But I found it amusing.